What's up and welcome back to the Secret Sauce Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Swing. On the last episode of the podcast, you heard Eva Daniel deliver some extremely applicable wisdom on communication. Everything from preparation to content to humor to storytelling, which is what I wanted to focus on for this follow-up bonus episode. Eva asked me in our previous conversation to tell the story of how I met my wife, Erin, where I then proceeded to list off a series of linear events that I thought was a story. But man, was I wrong. Eva gave me some extremely valuable feedback on how to make my story more meaningful, including things like starting in the middle at a climactic moment, then unpacking the events leading up to it, or being very intentional about descriptive details that allows my audience to feel like they are in the moment with me. So here goes my second attempt. It was 2009 and I was a college student in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. It was fall, which for me meant preseason conditioning for basketball was in full effect with 6 a.m. sprints before classes most mornings. So when my best friend asked me to come to a party, I reluctantly agreed, only because he told me it was with a sorority that had some of the prettiest girls on campus. When I got to the party, people started walking in and all I could think about was how miserable I was about to be. Setting my alarm that was going to go off in just a few hours. You know that feeling when you set your alarm super early and immediately your brain starts doing the math, you start calculating the amount of sleep that you would get if you went to sleep at that second in that moment, and then the countdown begins. Well, that's exactly what I was doing until I saw the most beautiful girl walk through the door, and immediately I forgot about the alarm. She was 5'4", incredible hazel eyes, blonde hair styled perfectly in a bob, bright blue dress, and a contagious joy that immediately shifted the mood in the room. I did a double take, or maybe it was a triple take, because she was beautiful, yes, but also because I recognized her from somewhere. And then it immediately hit me as we pointed at each other and screamed, "What?" About 4 months earlier, I was walking down the beach with a few friends when one of them recognized a girl that was with a group of her friends. We hung out with this other group and I had the best time laying on one of the finer sand couches that I have ever created, chatting and laughing with this girl named Erin. We were having so much fun that I totally forgot to reapply sunscreen and got incredibly sunburnt, but it was totally worth it. We never exchanged numbers while we were at the beach. And so we left not really knowing if I would ever see her again until this moment. And we both immediately remembered each other and picked up like we were right back at the beach. We caught up and I remember the song Swag Surfin' had just come out, if that dates me at all. And Swag Surfin' comes on, you can't not dance to it. So we danced and chatted for the rest of the night. And I'd never been more okay with running 10, 200-yard sprints on 4 hours of sleep in my life. We started dating after that. 15 years and 3 kids later, that moment was one of the best things that could have ever happened to me, because I wouldn't be the believer, the leader, the husband, the father that I am today without Erin Swing. That's the story. I know this story was a really personal example, but I hope it encourages you the next time you tell a story or you step into a situation where you could tell a story. I hope that it's more creative and that you tell it in a way that makes people want to lean in and engages their souls. I'll be back soon with another episode of the Secret Sauce Podcast. Stay saucy, everybody.